toll-free number for you is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Hey, Daryl is joining us courtesy of fpp.cc. We'll talk more about what that is here as the show goes on tonight. But, of course, we want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. And I know, Daryl, that on the way you're going to be telling us a story regarding the hurricane and the cleanup, the aftermath, what has happened to a crew of workers that made the trip all the way from Alabama to help out. We'll explain that here in a moment. But there's big news, I think, for the Free State Project. I want to make sure we get this out there sooner rather than later. Now, we've talked about recently how the Free State Project has crossed the 13,000 signer threshold, that there are now 13,000 people who have signed up with the Free State Project who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire to be active, to achieve liberty, more liberty, hopefully as much as possible, in our lifetime.
We both came up for that reason.
That's why we moved. You moved from Alabama, Texas? Alabama.
I'm
Texas.
Originally from Alabama, moved from Texas by way of Arizona, Missouri, South Carolina, Alabama, Pennsylvania, Alabama.
I'm also from the South, moved from Florida back in 2006. You're here now for what? Has it been a year?
About 7 months.
7 months.
Seven
okay.
months on Sunday at 2:45 p.m.
Okay. So you really have jumped in here and gotten active in a lot of different ways. You've been publishing a newspaper recently, which I think is a big deal. But you're not the only one. There are over 1,100 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project. And those 1,100 people have definitely made an impact. And we've outlined some of that on this radio program over the years. We've talked about a lot of the success stories, a lot of the challenges that we faced as well, because it's not all, you know, it's not all good news up here. There's still a state. They're still aggressing against peaceful people. There's a lot that needs to be changed here in New Hampshire. But we're on our way, and concrete steps are being made, so much to the point that there's been an organization formed, apparently, that it's a, it appears that its sole purpose...
Saving New Hampshire.
Yes. It appears that its sole purpose is to attack the Free State Project. And if you go to savingnh2012.com, that's their website. It's pretty barren at the moment. It basically just links to a PDF.
26-page PDF titled, Saving New Hampshire, What You Need to Know About the Free State Project and Its Impact on New Hampshire.
Right. And so right there, I mean, in the introductory paragraph, there's an acknowledgement that the Free State Project has had an impact on New Hampshire.
Yes.
And the 26 pages goes on. I haven't read all 26, but I did skim the document. The 26 pages goes on to outline in great specifics many of the success stories and how well integrated a lot of the Free State Project participants have become in Concord with the political scene. The different liberty organizations like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, for instance, the Republican Liberty Caucus, these different groups that the Free State Project participants have been really critical participants in. It talks about electoral successes. It talks about the way some of the people that they call Free Staters in office will vote. One of them's not actually a Free Stater, one of the three people that they pick. But it's just proof that, you know, anybody who opposes the status quo is a Free Stater.
And it also says something in here about the libertarians forcing their libertarianism on people, which just seems kind of odd.
We're forcing them to be free is the idea, right?
Well, that's what they're claiming. You can't force anyone to be free.
No, I mean, at any time, you should be free. If you're free, you should be free to pick someone to tell you what to do. I mean, if it feels good to you to have somebody own you and tell you how to live your life,
you should be allowed to become an indentured servant if that's what you want to do.
Right, and there are plenty of people out there who would enjoy telling you what to do. So by all means, feel free to sign up, pay them, and or whatever it is that you want to do to make sure that happens for you. But I don't think that you, if you want to be controlled, should be forcing your beliefs on other people. Because there's a lot of us out here that don't want to be told what to do and how to live. And so we're going to do what it takes to make a world where, or at least our little corner of it, in which that's possible, in which we can be free and allow others to be free. Because that's really the key to freedom, is you have to allow others to be free, even if they're different from you, even if they would do with their freedom something otherwise that you know, something other than what you would do with right. your freedom.
Well, I don't know how far down in the document you got, but I quickly scanned all the way down to the bottom where it talks about some of the legislation that was introduced and how a couple of these state reps voted.
They voted on it, yeah.
And one of the things that was mentioned was a bill that would allow parents to object to anything being taught in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this is a bad thing, to allow parents more control over their children's education.
Government knows best, of course. And this is an interesting read. Jason Sorens actually deserves the credit for digging this one up. He posted it over on his website, tiliusblog.com. But you can see it over at freekeen.com. I actually downloaded the PDF and uploaded it to Freekeen in case they decide to take their website offline.
That so happens a lot with, you know, certain organizations.
With the haters, they do tend to come and go. There have been over the years different groups, more specifically coming out to oppose Keene's activism, the kind of the activism, the more civilly disobedient style activism that had been happening here. There was a hit piece blog that came out many years ago. There's the Free Keene from the Free Keene Stigma Facebook group, which is now down to 8 members. I've actually finally left the group because nothing's happened for the last 7 or 8 months in that group, and before that there wasn't much happening there either. But so the hater groups do tend to come and go. But who knows? Maybe this will be the one group that will really kind of stick, and they'll get some traction, and they'll make a bunch of noise about the Free State Project, which would be great, because the more they talk about how bad the Free State Project is,
the more attention it gets, yeah. And the more people, hey, let me go see what this Free State Project thing is.
Exactly. So that's why I put it up over at freekeen.com, so you can see what this is about. I'm just going to share with you some of the excerpts that Jason Sorens took the time to clip out of this. He says that they're basically giving us backhanded compliments. He says that apparently NH lefties are passing around this lengthy condemnation of the Free State Project. Much of it, though, reads like something that could be put in an FSP recruiting brochure. Like this line, quote, "Free Staters in New Hampshire are generally intelligent, focused, and diligent people who are sincerely interested in promoting personal responsibility in its broadest meaning. They're committed to discussion and action on the issues and problems they see facing New Hampshire and the nation." We wouldn't want any of those people as our neighbors.
Don't you actually have a page somewhere on Freekeen of inadvertent endorsements?
Yes.
Of
unintentional endorsements, yes, as I call them.
And something that stuck out in my mind is somewhere on the first page here, the Free State Project, and somehow it thinks that all members of the FSP are also members of the Tea Party, which is
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it says they want to ensure that New Hampshire's government should only be in place to defend liberty and protect private property and nothing more.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? They say that like it's a bad thing.
They believe it, man. These are statists. These are people that believe that the government is good, and the more government we have, the better off we are. That government is society, that the reason we have civilization is because of the state.
Oh, right, because men are evil and do bad things, so we must create this group called government made up of men that are evil,
right,
who do bad things to prevent evil, bad people from doing
evil,
bad things.
Because we give some evil people power, that'll help stop the other evil people,
right,
or something
right.
like that. Quote, "The migration of Free Staters to New Hampshire has dramatically changed the political discussion here." This thing is full of statements like this, where the
backhanded compliment.
Right. This group is basically pointing out, hey, look, the Free State Project is working. I understand that there are a lot of people out there that believe that, oh, I'm just going to stay where I am and we're going to have our own Free State Project here in Ohio. Well, yeah. Tell me, has the Libertarian Party or the Ron Paul meetup group, or wherever it is you have in your area, Students for Liberty or whichever group it is, have you made this kind of impact? The kind of impact where somebody's going to write up a 26-page PDF and spread it around and talk about how impactful you've been? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says, let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heat at these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. You can take control here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The phone lines, by the way, are brought to you by SACL CAI. Maybe you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections. Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Once again, SACL CAI. And by the way, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, one of the principal folk behind the scenes there, is a huge supporter of the Free State Project. He is a Free State Project participant. He's an early mover. And technically, Daryl, you and I are also early movers to the Free State Project. Even though I moved 5 years prior to you, you're still an early mover. And you can be an early mover so long as the Free State Project hasn't made it to 20,000 yet. If you move prior to that 20,000 mark, you will be considered an early mover, which should give you an indicator of how early on we are in this process. This whole thing, this project, this lifetime project, it's just getting started.
It's barely 10 years old.
The project itself, from inception of its idea, is just over 10 years old. And the move itself is less than 10 years. The New Hampshire was chosen back in 2003. People began moving pretty much immediately thereafter. So folks have been moving now for not quite a decade. We've got over 1,000 people here already, and they're making a huge impact, as is proven by this new document that's come out over at savingnh2012.com. The suggestion being that New Hampshire needs to be saved from the Free State Project, that the Free State Project is coming in and just ruining everything that is for the state, ruining everything for those who benefit from the status quo, ruining everything for those who had grand plans for expanding the government here in New Hampshire. Because the more liberty-oriented people get active, and I don't just mean Free State Project participants, I mean New Hampshire natives and people that have lived here for longer than the Free State Project's been around who also love freedom, the more people who love liberty that get active in New Hampshire, the more people that we can concentrate together, the more effective this whole process will become, the better political successes we'll have.
And just here in Keene, there are at least half a dozen locals who are very active.
Yes.
In a liberty-oriented fashion. You know, it's not just the people that are active, but in statist fashion. You know, there are at least half a dozen liberty-oriented people that are active just here in Keene.
I tend to find that the New Hampshire natives or folks that have been here for a long time tend to be better activists on average than the average Free State Project mover. That's just my observation. I think that's because they know the lay of the land.
Right,
they know the
right.
people here. They, you know, they know what it's like to have lived here their whole lives, for instance, and they have that going for them. And so they've got the connections. But also a lot of Free State Project participants are new. They're new to the ideas of liberty and new to the world of activism. But that doesn't matter. As long as you're willing to do something and you are willing to plug in, you don't have to be a leader. You can just come up here and find something else,
right.
something else that's already going on and plug into it.
Now that you mention it, I do recall meeting some people at Social Sunday not too terribly long ago that said, you know, they got involved with Ron Paul in 2008,
mm-hmm.
found out about the Free State Project in like 09 or 2010, and then moved up here now.
Right.
So, yeah, they're fairly new to the ideas of liberty. You know, depending on where they started when they first heard about Ron Paul or got involved with Ron Paul.
But when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you're immediately connected to, if you want to be, you can be a loner if you want to move up to the woods and
there
and
are
do
some
anything.
Hermits that move up here.
But you can be immediately connected to a huge activist network, and there are a lot of opportunities to plug into. So you mentioned the Ron Paul folks. JJ, who was on this show for a long time, then moved to Manchester. JJ was a Ron Paul, you know, he found the Ron Paul campaign and found the Free State Project through finding the Ron Paul campaign and made the move here and became an amazing activist, getting, you know, putting up together his own television program and going from there and making the Gary Johnson zombie commercial, which was very popular a couple months ago, I think.
The Porkfest Chronicles.
That's right. There's a lot of great videos from Porkfest that he did. So, you know, just that one person created so much activism. Now, imagine what 1,100 people can do, because that's how many people we have here right now. And imagine what 13,000 or 20,000 people would do. In fact, in this document from the haters over at savingnh2012.com, in this document, they talk about how
you don't
much
even
of a
need
difference
20,000 people. You need.
Right.
And they make the argument that if only 5,000 people move and are active, then they will have a much higher impact.
This is what Dave Corbin, a University of New Hampshire political science instructor, this is another excerpt from this document here, said in an article in Foster's, it's a local, I think, magazine or newspaper. He said, quote, The Free Staters could accomplish many of their goals, even if only a fraction of the proposed 20,000 moved here. Those who are analyzing the potential effects of the group on the basis of numbers alone are not looking at the situation deeply enough, he said. Let's say only 4,000 of them move here. You wouldn't just say, what's 4,000? That's only a drop in the electoral bucket. But that's not looking at the situation properly. When you talk about those people who are politically active in New Hampshire, you're only talking about 5,000 people. Those are the people that political candidates target. If you have only 1,000 people from the Free State Project coming here to make a difference, they will.
So, another backhanded, inadvertent compliment about the Free State Project.
But it's a true statement anywhere, though. Like, if you could move 1,000 or, 5,000 liberty activists to any one place, they will certainly make a difference. But they make more of a difference in New Hampshire because New Hampshire already has kind of that live free or die mentality. New Hampshire already doesn't have a state income tax, personal income tax or state sales tax. New Hampshire already has all these things going for it. It's the number one most free state of all the 50 states, according to the Mercatus Center's study of that sort of thing. So it's already a good starting point from which to achieve more liberty. Plus, the population is relatively low in comparison to other states. So those 5,000 activists or 1,000 or 20,000 or however many actually end up here, those people will have a greater impact just because of numbers.
Right.
And it's a lot easier to drive from one point to another in New Hampshire than, say, across Wyoming, for instance.
Unless you live all the way up in, Pittsburgh? And
if you live way
Dickville.
Up north. Okay, yeah, it'll take you an hour and a half to get to Concord.
I've heard two just because of the way the roading is.
Well, if you want to live up in the woods, you can live in the woods in New Hampshire, that's for sure. But most things are relatively
the
close.
Populated areas.
Exactly.
It's roughly an hour pretty much from anywhere to Concord in a populated area.
So I'd recommend you go to freekeen.com. It's the newest article. I just posted it called FSP Haters, released 26-page document about the FSP's success. We've just scratched the surface of this 26-page document, and it's a real real testament to the success of the in-the-system activism here. These statists are running scared.
Apparently, our attempts to make New Hampshire freer are stomping on the freedoms of the people that live here.
We're going to continue with you and your thoughts. You're welcome to share them with us about whatever's on your mind. Also, still to come, a work crew from Alabama made the trip all the way up to New Jersey to help out with the hurricane relief efforts. And we'll explain what happened to them here in a few moments. 855-453, but your calls also are what come first on this program. So dial in at 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, as we have been talking about here for the bulk of the show thus far tonight. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. You can get interactive on there as well. There's a great forum, which is very useful for asking questions of other people that have already perhaps made the move here, you know, things you might want to know about. Also at freestateproject.org, there's a great document called the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. Now, as we've been pointing out, there are a lot of success stories here, and there are a lot of reasons to move to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of liberty. If you don't love liberty, you should stay right where you are. Or if you're already in New Hampshire, you should leave, because things are not going to get better for you. If you are a statist and you like the idea of controlling others, you've got problems if you live in New Hampshire, because there are new people moving here every single week all across the state to get active for more freedom. So if you're one of those people that values freedom, go to freestateproject.org. And learn more about this. It's the most important thing I think that you can do for freedom in your lifetime is to pick up and make the move, get together with other people that think like you do. Steve? Go ahead.
Just pulled up. There are 13,077 signers.
Excellent.
1,105 official movers.
Wow, it's gone up a couple in just the last couple of days.
And note, I said official movers because there are some that move here that
don't tell anybody,
never notify, yep, or never sign.
Right, so we know there are at least 1,100 people that have made the move, or not necessarily made the move, but are here as part of the Free State Project. Steve, you're listening in North Dakota, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I wanted to say something. You know, usually whenever I talk, I debate or, you know, discuss, I should say, the issues of liberty with statists a lot. And I tend to talk to a lot of conservatives. And when I do, I usually talk about the idea of constitutionality, even though I'm like you guys, where, you know, it's just a piece of paper and words on paper don't have any teeth whatsoever to.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, you know, if you've read Boston Tea Party's The Hologram of Liberty, I believe it's called, where he essentially dissects the Constitution as being a document that allows for the growth of government, because it was written with sort of this clever language by guys who are basically attorneys. And but I end up talking about constitutionality a lot, and here's why. I had a discussion once with a guy who he wasn't from where I was from, and he didn't believe me that you could have such a thing as private garbage collection. He thought that I was just making this up. And he had a couple of questions for me, which he thought were rhetorical questions. He said his first, you know, so-called rhetorical question was, well, who in the world would volunteer to take away somebody's garbage? And then his second rhetorical question was, well, where would they get the money to buy garbage trucks? Those things are expensive, don't you know?
Only the government could afford a garbage truck.
Of course. Well, so I finally did convince him. And then he insisted, well, you probably get terrible service and it costs a lot of money. I said, well, no, it costs about $30 a month and the service is wonderful. I take the cans down and they take them back up to the side of the house. I don't even have to get them in the afternoon.
So you have private pickup there in North Dakota?
Well, it's where I used to live. This is now I live in, I guess, city pickup where I live now.
I see.
That's the reason why I'm going to wrap this all up because there's a lot of loose ends here. That's the reason why I discuss constitutionality. And maybe I'm going about it wrong. I'm not any kind of a genius or anything like that. But I might be going about it wrong. But that's the reason why, because if they cannot comprehend that you can have private garbage collection companies competing on an open market, then how in the world are they ever going to comprehend private defense, you know, regional defense agencies competing on an open market, or private so-called police.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with appealing to the Constitution. It works for a lot of people. It's just the problem is different people have different interpretations of what the Constitution means and what it, you know, what it should entail.
Well, and as Butler Schaefer said, the Constitution is that thing that prevents the government from doing all those horrible things that it does.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, I totally agree, Steve, that it just works for some people. Like, for instance, the trial of Jim Johnson last year here in New Hampshire. If you go to Juror Jim Tells All on Freekeen, you search for that on freekeen.com, it'll reveal that this juror really wanted to hear about the Constitution. He would have maybe voted not guilty had he been given some constitutional arguments in court. But Jim, you know, wasn't doing that. That wasn't what he was appealing to. And the suggestion basically from this juror, who actually took the time to be interviewed afterwards, was that that would have worked with him. So there are a large amount of people out there that are still kind of in that constitutional framework of mindset, and they do want to hear about that. So I think you're right. I think it's still valuable to appeal to it, but ultimately not to rely on it, not to to use it as a crutch. But it's, I think it's fair to use it in a conversation.
Basically to point out the hypocrisy of the rules that they have set for themselves say that they're allowed to do this, but they're doing this, 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 the other thing,
right.
And then they're not even doing it in the way that their own rules say that they can or should do something.
Steve, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, just sort of dovetailing off of what I believe is that Johnny Ray. I think I recognize his voice, right?
Johnny Ray is on Tuesday nights. This is Daryl from FPP.cc.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Daryl, but dovetailing on what he said, I would like to say that basically the Constitution, especially if you read Rothbard, who lays it bare, the Constitution was the first major power grab in the history of the United States. So I often say that and let it sink in. You know, people try to dispute it, but how can you? It was a centralizing document that basically gave power that had been widely dispersed and put it into, you know, the hands of a few people.
Steve, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, garbage pickup, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, is completely private.
And at least in the Phoenix area as well.
It's interesting.
I remember Ernest Hancock talking about one of the activisms that they did in Phoenix. There was one of the communities, it might have actually been a completely separate city outside of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. They were going to have some kind of a vote on giving a monopoly to one garbage company.
Ah.
Where currently I think it's four, maybe five different companies that compete in this area. So they made up these little cards, orange cards that say, we inspected your garbage and found this, 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 the other thing. And they just went around and put these on everybody's garbage can right after the garbage pickup. So that way, first thing they do when they go to pick up their garbage can, this little orange card.
Yeah.
Wait a second, what is this? And then it was a website that they made up to basically, you know, forward to some websites that don't vote for a monopoly.
Right.
Here's what would happen. They had a telephone number that went to, I believe it was the newsroom for one of the local newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, everybody that called the number got the news, and the news was like, wait a second, why are all these people that's calling funny. Us about this thing they found in their garbage can?
Nice. That's a great activism, and it is private here in King, New Hampshire, which was a real surprise for me when I made the move here, because I've been used to county pickup my whole life, and that's why people get the way they are, is they're used to one thing. They, you know, if you've lived around government trash pickup your whole life, inevitably you're going to think that government, well, that's what it's here for. It picks up the garbage. If we didn't have government, garbage would pile up everywhere.
Without government-run sewers, where would the poo go?
Right. So all these questions presume that the services that they're discussing would not be available in a non-monopolistic scenario, which is all the government is. It just monopolizes these products and services. And then, you know, as Harry Brown says, the government would, you know, breaks your legs, hands you a crutch, and expects you to be appreciative. Right. So
hey, look what we did for you. We gave you this crutch so that you can hobble around.
Look, we're picking up the garbage. No one else would ever pick up the garbage. Only we, the government, and our one contractor that we're working with would ever pick up the garbage. No, there would never be a second garbage company that would spring up and offer better prices, better service, and so on.
What about the roads, Ian?
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and the show's live all 7 nights per week. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. Now, what's that stand for?
Free Press Publications.
And you are not just a publisher of a newspaper, but you also publish books.
Yes. There's, I believe, 8, maybe 9 books now that I've published under that banner.
Cool.
Not all of them are my works.
Mm-hmm.
I've published books for other people, republished some older material that's currently in public domain.
Let's see, Spooner?
Spooner's No Treason.
Yeah.
Essays by Emma Goldman that were originally published under the title Anarchism and Other Essays, which I have retitled The Essential Emma Goldman.
Ah, nice. Less scary.
Less scary.
Right.
That, and you know, it's basically the essential works of Emma Goldman.
There you go.
And oddly enough, that book I am not allowed to sell on Amazon's European affiliates because they claim that it's copyrighted in Europe,
huh?
Even though other companies are selling that same book in Europe.
Weird.
Yes. My own research on European copyright shows that either 70 years after the death of the author or 100 years after the original publication. Both dates have passed. So I have no clue why they're claiming that it's copyrighted.
Were you allowed to sell it and then they pulled that? Or was it like, do they check that out before they let something on their site?
The deal that I have with my printer, which also is the distributor that has ties with Amazon, you select off which distribution methods you want to use. And Amazon EU is one of those methods. And before it was ever put on any of the European outlets, I got a nice little email. You're not allowed to sell this on our European affiliates.
Bummer. Well, you can go and
why?
Yeah, you could probably sell it through your website, though, still,
yes.
Somebody in Europe.
Yeah, so. Amazon.com.
Right.
It's available.
So if you're in Europe, you could buy it through Amazon.
Yes.
Or do you sell directly on your site, or is it only through Amazon?
I do sell directly, but due to the way that I sell, it's only available to customers in the U.S. and Canada.
I see.
Just because I don't charge shipping.
Right.
If someone in Europe wanted to purchase,
you'd have to figure out how much it would cost.
Send me an email.
Yeah.
I do have a barter option available. So click barter. Shoot me an email, say, I live in Ukraine, or wherever.
Yeah.
I can figure something out.
That's Daryl over at fpp.cc. Let's continue, and we'll talk to, I believe, Zach is on the line on the amp lines in Minnesota. Hey, Zach.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I just had a quick question, mostly for you, Ian. I got a friendly invoice from the Minnesota Department of Theft this week.
Oh, boy.
And they claim that I owe them an additional $160 because they took a second glance at my 2008 invoice that they sent me.
Hmm.
And, $160 isn't a whole lot of money, and I get that. But for me, it's more about the principle.
Yeah.
And because they will throw me in a cage or come take my house if I don't send them more money, I've taken an inspiration from you, Ian, and my idea is to go to my bank, get $160 in nickels and dimes, and take it down there.
Now, so this Minnesota Department of Revenue has a local office?
Yeah, they're. I'm in the suburbs of Minneapolis, so it would be feasible to drive down there.
I see. Okay. So when you do this sort of thing, I've never paid with pennies or dimes or whatever. I don't know. One of the reasons why I've never done that is because they have certain tactics that they'll use when you do this sort of thing. So, for instance, if you come in with...
They want them to be rolled.
They want them to be rolled, and in some cases they want you to write your address and name on the outside of every roll, which, you know, is a huge hassle. So they want to... If you do that, there's a chance that they're going to try to hassle you in some way.
And I know in Texas, they can refuse payments of $25 or more if you attempt to pay in coins.
Wow.
Okay.
So I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying expect that there are certain obstacles you might run up against. Everything from out-and-out refusal, like Daryl's saying, to hoops that they'll make you jump through.
Okay. I suppose I could do ones as well, but with only 160, it wouldn't really make the point. Trying to.
No, I really wouldn't. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to try it.
$187 worth of vehicle registration at all ones one time, and I did not have them in the little wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the lady actually had to sit there and count out 188 $1 bills.
Right. Did she like that?
She got a laugh out of it. She said, "I'm glad you didn't pay in coins because we can refuse anything over $25 if paid in coins."
So, and if you do this, make sure you bring video camera along with you. That'll make it extra special for them.
Oh, absolutely. But what I really wanted to call in about was I was talking to my dad about this, and he's always the voice of caution in my life, and he's saying that there's a chance that now I'll be flagged and every tax return I send in is going to be audited.
Oh, so, that's a reasonable paranoia.
Yeah, I mean... I know, Ian, that you're pretty much on the radar as it is, but how realistic do you think that is?
I haven't the slightest clue. I mean, I don't know what the Minnesota or Michigan or sorry, you're in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the Minnesota Department of Revenue is like. I don't know if that's something that they're known for doing. I'm going to presume he knows more about it than I do and say he could be right about that. I mean, there very well could be some sort of Flag Day trip on political dissidents. Just give them a hard time.
Yeah.
You could always learn origami, fold the dollar bills in the shape of pigs, and put them in Dunkin' Donut boxes.
Let us know how it goes, Zach. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. But didn't they make that guy unfold every single one of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they sat there and laughed at him while he did.
Yeah. Let's go to Doug, also listening in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
My friends, how are you?
Hey, dude. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey. It's all Minnesota all the time. In fact, that other guy was from Fargo or the Midwest or North Dakota, right?
No, he was actually the last guy.
No,
was,
the first guy was
the first
North
call.
Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota, right.
Yeah, so anyway, all Midwest. Hey, piggybacking on the garbage man situation, Minnetonka, Minnesota, where I grew up, has three or four different garbage collection companies all competing for your dollar.
Yep.
One of them is a multi-million-dollar waste management. One of them is Randy's Refuse. And there's two other little small guys that compete very well with each other. And
yeah, we've got that
out
here, too. The only bad part about living here is that the city's still running the landfill.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably the case here, too. I don't know for sure. But check this out. These guys compete for your dollars so much that just like the old cell phone companies, they give you a free month if you switch to them.
Nice.
So my sister-in-law and my brother used to sit there and switch companies every 2 months, and they'd get a free month, and they forget to switch, and then they switch to someone else. And, you know, these guys want your business, want your service, so they're
wow, I'm surprised they don't put a limit on that. That's I don't know if that's quite – I guess it's not really fraudulent, but I would say it's borderline.
Yeah. And then the other thing, I know another friend of mine up in Michigan, what they do in his small town is they sell the town or someone – I think it is a town – sells specially colored bags, and they cost $5 each, and then the garbage you want – thrown away to the landfill goes in these special bags. All other garbage goes in different colored bags, and you're responsible for it. So that's another way, a little more statist, but another way of pay-as-you-go, where you're not paying taxes to go towards the garbage, but this was in the case of the user fee in the case of the colored bags.
I believe Peterborough, which is about halfway between here and Manchester, does something similar to where you can buy these special garbage bags from Town Hall, put your garbage in, and then they pick those up.
Hmm. Five bucks a bag seems pretty pricey.
So
but then you're not paying a pickup fee.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Well, one of the ways of dealing that with, like, you know, security services. Like, you buy special colored mailbox so they know that, hey, we're going to watch this house or something, or you put some sign, or, you know, I guess they've had those ADT signs out forever. This house purchased by ADT, so, you know, they can compete
sure
for your business that way too.
Well, I'm sure with the computerized world in which we live, the security companies of the future would easily be able to know who on any given street is a customer. I mean, just based on laptop or handheld device of some sort of some kind of readout.
Piece of cake.
Hey, Doug, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Crew from Alabama went up to New Jersey to help out with the cleanup, and they got turned away. We'll tell you why coming up. Hour 2's next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.